Welcome to Template Building for DDNB Sessions in Ableton Live, a beginner masterclass for making DJ-friendly sets. This lesson is all about speed and repeatability. Drum and bass moves fast. 174 BPM. Quick ideas, quick arrangements, quick mix decisions. And if you want DJs to actually play your music, you need structure that makes sense in a mix. So today we're building a reusable Ableton template that does three big things. 1. It keeps your session clean with solid routing and gain staging. 2. It gets you close to a finished sound quickly with a few stock device chains and returns. And 3. It bakes in DJ-friendly arrangement planning, so your intros, drops, and outros land in predictable phrases. By the end, you'll be able to open Ableton and feel like the studio was already set up for drum and bass, instead of starting from zero every time. Alright, let's build it. First, start with global settings so Live isn't fighting you. Open a brand new live set. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is normal, but pick one and commit, because your delays, your release times, and your arranging brain will lock in faster. Time signature is 4/4. Now go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch. Here is a beginner mistake that causes instant pain in DNB, live auto-warping long samples and turning your atmospheres and breaks into spaghetti. Turn auto-warp long samples off. Keep loop/warp short samples on, because that's actually useful for one-shots. The mindset is simple. You want warping when you choose it, not when Ableton guesses. Now we build the core track layout. This is where your template becomes DNB-shaped. Start with a drums group. Inside it, create tracks for kick, snare, an optional clap or layer, closed hats, open hats or rides, perk top, perk low, then an audio track for break loop, and another track for drum fill. Even as a beginner, you want this separation. DNB drums are usually a combo of clean one-shots plus break texture. If everything is jammed into one track, you can't control the balance, the punch, or the grit. Next, create a bass group. Inside, sub, mid-bass, an optional res or neuro layer and an audio track called bass effects or resamples. That last one is your bounce it and abuse it lane for bass, which is basically a DNB superpower. Then make a music or atmos group. Put pads or atmos, stabs, risers, impacts. You can keep it light, but the point is, if you want to add musical stuff later, you already have a home for it. Create a vocals group. Vox lead and vox chop. Even if you don't use vocals now, having the lanes that keeps you organized when you do. Now add a reference track. One audio track called ref track. Put it at the top of your session. Give it a bright color and mute it by default. The pro move is to route it straight to the master so it bypasses anything you put on your pre-master chain. That way, you're comparing fairly. And speaking of colors, color code consistently. It sounds cosmetic, but it's actually workflow. When you're moving fast, you want your eyes to instantly understand the session. Next up, routing and gain staging. This is where your template starts sounding good automatically. Keep it simple. All individual tracks go into their groups. Groups go to the master. That's it. Now headroom. In DNB, you can accidentally hit the red in about 12 seconds because drums and bass stack up fast. So here's your target. During your rough build, aim for the master peaking around -6 dB, not because it's magic, but because it gives you room for processing and keeps your low end from turning into mush. On most tracks, put utility as the first device. Utility is your best friend. It's your trim knob. Use it to level your signal before you compress, saturate, or do anything sound design-wise. If you compress a signal that's already too hot, you're basically forcing your mix to fight itself. Now let's build your return tracks, what I like to call your DNB space kit. This is how you get glue and excitement without putting a different reverb and delay on every single channel. Return A, short verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Use a room or algorithmic style. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. A little pre-delay like 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then tame the top with a high cut around 8 to 10k. After that, add EQ8 and low cut the reverb around 200 to 300 Hz. This is important. If your reverb has low end, it will cloud your kick and sub instantly. Use this return on snares, claps, and tiny bits on atmos. Keyword, tiny. In DNB, space is usually controlled, not washed out. Return B, ping delay. Use echo sync to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter the low end out below about 200 Hz so your delay doesn't create low frequency chaos. Then if you want, add utility after it and widen it a bit so the echoes sit around the sides instead of fighting your center. This is great for vocal chops, stabs, fills, and little ear candy. Return C. Drum smash, your parallel channel. This is a classic DNB technique. You keep your main drums punchy and clean, and you blend in a destroyed version underneath for aggression and density. On drum smash, add glue compressor. Fast attack, like 0.3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 4 to 1, and push it until you see about 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Then add saturator with soft clip-on, drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then EQ8, high pass around 30 to 40 HE, and if it's boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 HE. You'll send your drum groove and break loop to this, and sometimes the snare. Don't overdo it. Parallel is about blending, not replacing. Now we'll set up a few stock device chains on key tracks, so you're never starting from silence. On the kick track, do this. Utility first to trim, then EQ8. If it's muddy, dip a little around 200 to 350. Depending on the sample, you can give a tiny lift at 50 to 70, but don't boost just because you can. Then drum bus, drive 2 to 5. Keep boom low or off. In DNB, the sub usually carries the real weight. Then optionally, glue compressor with gentle settings, like 1 to 3 dB of reduction. On the snare, EQ8 first, high pass around 90 to 120 HC, then a little presence around 2 to 5K if it needs crack. Add saturator, drive 2 to 5 dB. For transient control, you can use drum bus transient knob or a touch of glue. Then send a small amount to short verb. The snare is the identity in DNB. You want it confident, not painfully sharp. On the break loop track, we do texture and control. First, warp it properly. If you want it to stay full and natural, try Complex Pro. If you want tight transients and more of that chopped feel, use Beats Mode and experiment with preserve and transient settings. Then EQ8 and high pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 HZ. The big DNB trick is this. Breaks are often high pass texture layered under clean one shots. If your break has low end, it will fight your kick and sub and your drop will feel weak. Optional. A little redux for grit, but subtle. Then glue compressor, 2 to 4 dB reduction to gel it. Now, sidechain. This is the club clarity move. Put a compressor on your bass group, or just on the sub track if you want more control. Not glue, because you need sidechain input. Enable sidechain, choose kick as the input. Start with ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see around 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. When the kick hits, the goal is not EDM pumping. The goal is, the kick reads clean, the sub stays consistent, and the low end translates on big systems. Now we build the DJ-friendly arrangement skeleton. This is where your music becomes playable. Go to Arrangement View and add locators. DNB DJs love predictability, 16 and 32 bar phrases, clean intros and outros, and clear drops. A common structure is, intro for 16 or 32 bars, minimal elements like hats, percussion, filtered break, effects. Then a drum tease for 16 bars where kick and snare show up but the bass is still restrained. Then a 16-bar build. Then drop 1 for 32 bars. Then a mid or breakdown for 16 bars. Then drop 2 for 32 bars with a variation. Then an outro for 16 or 32 bars where you remove bass and keep drums or break texture clean. When you name locators, name them clearly. Intro with bar numbers. Drop 1. Break, drop 2, outro. Here's a teacher tip. Intros and outros should be clean. Less sub, fewer chaotic effects, fewer long reverb tails. You're making blend zones. You want the DJ to be able to layer another record over yours without your low end doing weird surprises. Now, pre-master. This is not final mastering. This is a safe rough loudness chain for demos. The best practice is to create a track called pre-master, route all groups into it, and then pre-master goes to the master. That way your master channel can stay clean, and you can /B things more easily. On pre-master, EQ8 with a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 HC, just to remove useless rumble. Then glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 ms, release auto and keep it light, 1 to 2 dB reduction max. Then a limiter with ceiling at minus 0.8 dB, get it loud enough to vibe, but do not crush it. If you make all your decisions through a limiter, you'll end up mixing the limiter instead of mixing the track. Now we add a few workflow upgrades that make this template feel like a real machine. First, make the template 2-speed, writing mode and mixing mode. Create a locator near the start called write mode. In that mindset, you keep groups folded, you work with fewer elements, and you focus on ideas, drums, bass, simple atmos. Then create another locator called MIX mode, where you unfold groups, turn on heavier processing, and add mirroring. If you want to level up, create an audio effect rack somewhere called All Set Controls and map a few key device on off switches to macros. For example, turn Drum Smash Return on or off, turn Premaster Limiter on or off, turn Heady Reverbs on or off. One knob, different mindset. Next, create a dedicated print lane right now, not later. Add an audio track called Print Resample. Set audio from to resampling and monitor to off. This track is your commit button. Bounce bass phrases, fills, effects sweeps, and happy accidents. In DNB, resampling is half the genre. If the lane is ready, you'll actually do it. Now add beginner-friendly metering. Put Spectrum on Premaster, Post FX, so you can sanity check your low end. Put a tuner on your sub track. Yes, a tuner. It helps you verify that your sub note is stable and not wobbling out of key when you don't want it to. Also, name your clips with bar counts when you can. Hat 16, break 32. It makes your arrangement readable at a glance. CPU safety defaults. Create a track called Heavy and turn it off by default before you save the template. This is where you'll put CPU hungry synths, long reverbs, or anything that would make the project stutter when you open it. The goal is, the template always opens fast. Also, if you record MIDI live, you can enable reduced latency when monitoring. If it causes weird timing later with returns, just turn it off during mixing. Now, one more powerful addition. DJ Check. Create a track called DJ Check with utility and EQ8 on it. Route Premaster into DJ Check using audio from. This lets you audition what a DJ blend might tolerate without touching your real mix. Hit mono in utility and see if your drop still hits. Use EQ8 for quick high pass or low pass checks, like what happens if this is played on a smaller system, or does the low end still feel controlled if I filter it like a DJ would. Now let's lock in the template, save it. File, save live set as template. Name it something like DDNB DJ Friendly Template 174, version 1. And save your favorite device chains as presets too. Snare Crack Chain, Drum Smash Return, Subside Chain Chain. Future, you will thank you. Before we wrap, let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid them early. Mistake 1. No headroom from the start. This audio version is shortened for playback.